Ticket Hotline is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Congratulations on a 20-19 win on Thanksgiving Day, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I tell you, my heart can't take too many more last-second field goals like that. I'm on my third artificially harvested hobo heart SD.
Are you really?
I am. Indeed. We harvested them from the hobos from select areas of Dallas.
It's kind of an out-of-date term, Jerry. Hobo. And
yeah,
you shouldn't
really
be doing
disturbing
that.
Thing, too.
That win was like having mommy-daddy relations with an ugly chick. It's not one you're bragging about, but it's still a victory.
Okay. Yeah, and you're 7-4, so you're looking pretty good.
7-4. That's a winning record last time I checked. Uh-huh. And it is. Uh-huh. And it is. Now, Tony, he did start the day with a couple of his trademark interceptions. Those interceptions that drain your will to live. But to his credit in the end, he proved that he can be the mediocre quarterback that we need him to be to barely drag this dysfunctional team into the win column against an inferior opponent.
Now, come on, he's better than that, and maybe your team's better than that.
Well, and Tony didn't get too much help from that offensive line. He was under attack like a Poncho's Buffet by Rob Ryan. Thank you. Thank you.
Odd that the crowd chose that line to support. But
I tell you, our defense still sucks. We got to work on that.
You think so?
Yeah, Rob's going to have to fix this thing pretty soon, or I'm going to have to threaten him with some stuff that will really get his attention.
Like what?
Like a buzz cut in a spin class. Hey, I have no doubt that Rob cleaned out a Golden Corral after the game.
He probably just went home and had Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I doubt it. I think all his family is distanced from him. Could you live with that mess?
I don't know, maybe.
And it wasn't exactly a speaking of family, which I know you were, George.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Jody or George? Which one are you?
George.
I can't remember. I fired so many of you guys from that booth. It wasn't exactly a family-friendly atmosphere yesterday there at the stadium.
It wasn't?
Well, with someone named Pitbull playing the halftime show, and of course Jason Witten assaulting a cheerleader on the sidelines. You see that?
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Oh, he laid her out with some serious pimp justice. Yeah, but that Pitbull, I tell you, that's the last time I let Jerry Jr. line up a halftime show.
That was pretty bad.
It was. Now, just for that, I'm not going to take him to see the new Muppets movie.
Oh, he's going to be crushed.
But in, what's the Mexican's name that played?
Enrique Iglesias?
Enrich Iglesias.
Close enough.
Enrique Iglesias?
Yes.
Yeah, and then that Pitbull. Who is Pitbull?
He's just this pop star, pop sensation here these last couple of years.
Did they name him after the fact that his music sounds like a real Pitbull attacking feral cats?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's how he got it.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I had Gene tucked away in a different suite during the game yesterday, so I could try to pick up some of my traditional Thanksgiving strain.
Oh my gosh, Jerry! Don't do that, and if you do, don't air it.
We did notice it. They even noticed it on national television.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
did they?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had a lot of family, right? I mean, you needed two suites yesterday.
Did Gene get some new FaceTime?
She got some FaceTime. Yes.
Let's just hope she doesn't sneeze and that thing comes loose.
All right, come on.
It'll hit someone on the other side of the stadium.
Come on, man. Jeez. All right, see.